Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers who share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we have a very special guest, life coach Barbara Barnes, author of Pretty Ugly, How Slow Self-Esteem Almost Ruined My Life. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you.
Well, let's get right to it. I mean, why did you say low self-esteem almost ruined your life?
Oh, where do I start? Oh, there's a lot of different reasons how low self-esteem almost ruined my life. My self-esteem, was so low to the point where I've done so many things that was so harmful to myself. Oh, my goodness, I was drinking, I was a pothead, I was homeless, I was suicidal, I was depressed, you name it. I went through so many things due to low self-esteem.
So having experienced that, what would you say, what would be the first thing that you would say to a woman who says, oh, God, I'm so ugly?
Oh, well, you know, you have to take a look at yourself. And my reasons for thinking that I was ugly was basically because someone told me, a little child told me, and that's in my book, that I was pretty ugly. And I was believing her, not just because she said it, was because other, you know, my brothers and sisters and other people as well used to call me names. So, you know, it wasn't until I got older and I got tired of feeling bad about myself. And I'm looking like, you know, people are giving me compliments as an adult and saying, you know, how attractive I was and all that, which, you know, really meant nothing to me because deep down inside, I did feel pretty ugly. So it took a lot for me to just dispense with all that and just say, listen, God don't make no junk. Okay, that's what I had to keep telling myself. And that
so that's what you would say.
Yeah. And other people's opinion no longer mattered to me. My opinion is what mattered the most to me, and I had to start working on myself. I had to look at things about me, look in the mirror, and look in my eyes and tell myself there are, you know, things about me that I really thought was, you know, great. That was good. You know, and I said, okay, well, I like your eyes. Your eyes are pretty. I like your skin. Your skin is nice and soft. Or, and not even in a physical aspect, I would say things like, you know what I'm good at? I'm good at crochet. I'm good at singing. I'm good at writing. And I had to keep saying things like that every day. I had to tell myself, Barbara, I love you. Because if you don't love yourself, no one else is going to love you. And I had to really work on that.
So it's basically changing the soundtrack, right, in your mind.
Right,
what's
exactly.
Running
changing
constantly.
Right, that recording that runs over and over in your mind. You have to change it. It's not an easy task, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and you know, what are some of the consequences of a life lived with low self-esteem? I know you spoke about, you know, you could get into self-defeating behaviors like you did. And, like, what do you miss out on when you're just not loving yourself?
Okay, you miss out on a lot, Stacey. You really do, because you're not really living your life to the fullest. You don't even know that you're supposed to have goals and dreams and ambitions and all that. And no one really told me that. And when you miss out on loving yourself, you're missing out on not just your goals, you're missing out on people who can connect you with certain things to help you to get your goals off the ground. You're missing out on feeling good about yourself. And having confidence and having that high self-esteem that's essential to your overall health and well-being. Because if you have low self-esteem, you're going to be depressed a majority of the time. You're not going to feel good about yourself, period. You're going to hate everything about you, and nothing anyone will tell you will change that.
And now, do you think that that's the biggest mistake that people with low self-esteem make?
The biggest mistake people make with low self-esteem is believing that this is the way it is, this is the way I am, I can't change it. Well, that's not true. You can change it, and it's up to you to change it. If you feel like you are depressed to the point where you are suicidal like I was, go see someone, see a therapist, see a doctor. and start and help ask them what is it that you they can do to help you realize that you are worthy of life, you are worthy of love, and you are worthy of high self-esteem. And having high self-esteem is not being conceited or being boisterous or anything like that. It's a very necessary and vital way to live your life and to be. It's not just a way of doing, it's a way of being. And both, actually, you have to take action with all that as well.
And what are some of those actions, Barbara? I mean, what would be the first step for someone if they say, okay, you know what, I'm done. I've had it. I love myself. I can't talk to myself this way anymore. I want to change. I want to really build up my self-esteem. What would be those action steps, like the first thing to start changing your own self-view?
Okay, well, definitely, if you have low self-esteem, you're not going to say, I love myself. Because you don't love yourself. That's the whole thing. You're going to have to start taking, when I say take steps, you're going to have to say, okay, this is enough. I want to love myself. I want to feel good about myself. I want to be happy. And you can. So it's just a matter of you taking inventory, taking stock, sitting down, writing down what is it about your life that you want to change, and then make steps to change it. Like, for instance, like I said, looking in the mirror at yourself, telling yourself that you love yourself every day. Go out and do something special for yourself. Even if, I'm not saying go out and splurge and spend all your money that you don't have, but do something nice for yourself. Buy yourself some flowers. Look, something as simple as writing on a card, I love you, Barbara, or whatever your name is. I love you, Stacy. I love you, Janet, whatever.
Right.
And then you say, you smile. Have like a smiley face. And then look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. And say it with enthusiasm and say it like you really do love you, like you would say it to someone else, like a mate or something like that. You say to your mate, I love you. So we'll say it to yourself in the same way, because that's ultimately what's going to help to pick you up a little at a time. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but you have to be patient and do it. There's other things, of course, but we don't have time for all that.
Right. Well, but, you know, if you want to learn all of those things, of course, right, Barbara, you will be picking up a copy of her book, Pretty Ugly, How Low Self-Esteem Almost Ruined My Life. And Barbara, of course, the life coach, and she's around to say, don't let it almost ruin yours either. So you can contact life coach Barbara Barnes and learn more about her inspirational speaking. And, of course, the book, Pretty Ugly, you could do so on her site, which is, I will spell this for everybody, it's eyesevolution.org. However, it's e-y-e-s-evolution.org. So don't forget the dashes in between the I. So
yeah.
www.eyesevolution.org. So thank you, Barbara, for a really fun, inspiring interview.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts, just like this one. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.